Shalom and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you all. We have come to yet the end of this week sharing on daily devotion. I wish to thank all the brothers and sisters for your comments, show of love. It is really much appreciated. I trust we are blessed. May we continue to enjoy true fellowship in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. As we bring the sharing to a close, I want to share a thought on Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Let's hear the word of the Lord. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endure the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. So, the title of my sharing is The Author and Finisher of Our Faith. Hallelujah. So what is this faith that we are talking about? At one time, when the Lord Jesus Christ was with his disciples, he asked them, "Who do men say that I am? Or who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And then they all started giving various answers. Then Peter stood up and said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." And then the Lord Jesus said unto Peter, "Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." So we see that it is through revelation of who the Lord Jesus Christ is. That is the beginning point of our faith. Our trust in God of the scriptures and Jesus Christ whom he has sent, that is the beginning of our faith. That is where our faith started. In John's gospel, it says that, "But as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Hallelujah. We receive him as Lord and Savior, leading us to loving obedience and good works. Hallelujah. James also said, "What does it profit When, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have not work, can faith save him? Hallelujah. So we need to show our works. If we say that the Lord Jesus Christ has become the author and the finisher of our faith, it is not mere by mere saying it, but a faith. That faith is going to enable us, and our works will show forth that the Lord has begun a work in us. So one will also ask, when did this faith begin? Well, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, Moses wrote, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." But we also see that in John's gospel, he says that, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Hallelujah. So the Word, through this Word, everything came into existence. All things were created by Him. So you see that we were part of the thoughts, the logos of God. But it pleased Him to reveal us in this Laodicean church age. Hallelujah. This age which is very, very dark. This age which Satan has blinded a lot of people. Religiosity is on the increase. Hallelujah. This is the age that God find it good to reveal us unto Himself. Amen. But when we go on to read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, it says, "For we have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promises." Hallelujah. So therefore, patience is a virtue to run this race, the race which the author and the finisher is our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In another place, it says what? "In your patience, possess your souls." So this race, we need patience. Many have started this race, but they were not able to go through. Why? Because they lack this virtue. Amen. When did the Lord become the captain of our salvation? Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10, the Bible reads, "For it became Him for whom all things, and by whom all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings." Hallelujah. He is going to perfect our salvation because He is our captain. He went through the same motion when He was here on earth. He endured the cross, despising the shame. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul wrote, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, and also the Greek," or the Gentile. Amen and amen. So, do we live in a world where we fear to be identified with the chosen ones of God, all of the church of the living God? Hallelujah. Does not the world not blaspheme that worthy name by which we are called? Amen. As the Bible said, it was first in Antioch that the believers were known as Christian. And it was very derogatory because they called them holy rollers. You know, but if we are not ashamed of this, we put this tag on us, then as Christ also despised, he endured the cross, despising the shame, for he knew that which was said before him, he will be our author and the finisher of this faith. The Lord Jesus said, let us take our cross and follow, because he also endured the cross and despised the shame. Hallelujah. So if we also take up the cross and follow him, then he is going to be the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. For the good that are, let him deny himself. Amen. Hallelujah. Deny yourself. Most of the time, we want to live for God. But our nature doesn't want us to do that. As Apostle Paul said, for the good that I do not, but the evil which I will not, that I do. You see, so if we are able to deny ourselves, we take up the cross and follow Jesus, then just as he was the beginning of our faith, he's also going to be the author, and he's also going to finish our faith. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Now, if I do that I will not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I will do good, evil is present with me. Hallelujah. So if we deny ourselves, then the Lord Jesus is going to be the author and the finisher of our faith. We take up our cross and follow him. Hallelujah. As he said, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall definitely find it. Amen. Now, he does not only begin our faith, but he goes on to perfect it. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ not only begins our salvation, but he perfects it as well. We can do nothing to originate our faith. Our faith is a gift of God. Amen. Neither can we perfect it. For Christ is the finisher of our faith. It is Christ in the beginning. It is Christ, and it will be Christ in the end. Hallelujah. The great objective of our faith work is the ultimate perfection made possible through the work of Christ in us and for us. Hallelujah. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, we read, being confident of this very thing, that he who have begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, until we are taken out of this world, until our body change comes, until the trumpet sounds and the dead in Christ is going to rise, and we who are alive will be changed and caught up with the Lord in the sky. Hallelujah. So, my brothers and sisters, in a race, it is the end that justifies the means. Hallelujah. Many have fallen off the faith. They have shipwrecked their faith. Hallelujah. But thank God, the bride of Christ is daily being clothed with the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. And because he is the author and the finisher of our faith, day by day we are being clothed with the revelation of his word. We are in the chupa of his word, having intimate relationship with him. Amen. The world will not know of this, neither the religious systems of this world. They have no clue. Amen. As is stated in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. I think I get it right. He says, no man that worried entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. My brothers, my sister, are you a Christian soldier? Is the Lord, has the Lord started a work in you? He's going to go with you and he's going to perfect it. If only you allow patience to have it perfect work in your life. Patience, which is a virtue. He said, in your patience, possess your soul. What will it profit you? What is it going to profit us when we gain the whole world and lose our own soul? May the Lord bless us, my brothers and sisters, as we walk this faith journey. May the author and the finisher of our faith perfect us daily into his likeness. Thank you, my brothers and sisters. May the Lord keep you until we come your way another time. We say shalom and God bless you.